Today our journey through the Sermon on the Mount brings us to Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 5, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." We live in a world where qualities such as confidence and assertiveness are prized highly. There is so much in our society demanding that our young people especially develop these kinds of characteristics. Of course, we would not want our young people to become a group of shrinking violets. It is good to believe in the talents that God has given and to desire to use those abilities for His glory. But this really is the crux of the question. If God has left out of the equation, confidence becomes self-reliance, self-assertiveness. And in a non-Christian setting, this breeds pride, selfishness, covetousness, and all the evils that stem from these attitudes. There is nothing wrong with confidence as long as the person is desirous to use his or her life for the glory of God, not merely for self. It is only Christian virtues that will ground our young people for the life that lies ahead of them, and it is only Christian graces that will keep us all individually on the straight and narrow, that will take us on the path to blessing. And blessing is what these Beatitudes are all about. How can I know the blessing of God? Our Saviour endorses attributes that the world at large would never dream of developing. Here is the successful person, he says. Here is the happy person, poor in spirit, mourning over his sin. And in the study today, the successful person is the meek and the mild individual. It is this quality of meekness that we are contemplating today. The world would see meekness as a weakness. Not so Christ. To be meek is to be strong. It is even to be victorious. The blessing that he confers upon the meek is remarkable. It is stupendous even. The meek shall inherit the earth. The world will not be conquered by great nations with powerful weapons, or even by alliances of nations. The world will be conquered by the meek, not by the polished orators, the great thinkers, the persuasive personalities. The world will be conquered by the meek, because they will inherit the earth. Inheriting the earth has a present connection. The Church of Christ is the only kingdom on earth which will survive. The Church has outlasted empires and civilizations. The Romans tried to destroy the Church and they failed. Communism tried to destroy the Church and it failed. Others have attempted and others will attempt and they will fail. The political map of the planet is always in flux. The great empires come and go. The Church of Christ will remain as the one great and undeniable constant. Inheriting the earth has a future connection. One day there will only be meek people on the earth. The present order of this cursed and broken planet will be transformed into something new and resplendent. Yes, the meek will inherit the earth. This is where true blessing lies, not with the rich, the powerful, the famous, but with the followers of Jesus Christ. This word meek is an old word for new times. I am using another word to explain its meaning. It is the word surrender. And this, I would suggest to you, is what meekness is all about. Surrender. Being victorious because I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender, the hymn writer said. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. Generally, surrender means to be defeated. Not so in this context. The defeated are those who fight with God, who war with God, who refuse sin, and they are victorious because they surrender their all to God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek person is a person who surrenders himself or herself to God's declaration. The first step in the path to meekness is accepting the biblical perspective on humanity, reading the scriptures, knowing the scriptures, and agreeing with the scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Here is a person who is content, who is at peace with himself. Here is an individual who is like the tree bringing forth fruit with a green leaf. Here is a successful life indeed. Why is he successful? Because according to Jeremiah 17 and verse 9, he has learnt this: the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It is only when I recognize the sinful depravity and deceitfulness of my own spirit and of my own heart that I can be happy. It's only when I see the truth of who I really am, that I by nature am a morally bankrupt person, and that I need the grace of God. You see, this is what it is to surrender to God. If you surrender to God, if you surrender to the gospel, if you accepted your sin and come to Christ, only then can you know that you have peace with God. The meek person doesn't only surrender to God's declarations, the meek person surrenders to God's designs. We need to accept the will of God for our lives. The will of God is God's purpose for us, what he has designed for us. How do we know God's will? We pray. And in prayer we discover God's will through the great principles of God's word. In James chapter 1, 21 and 22, we are told to receive the word of God with meekness. Receive it with meekness. Receive it with a spirit of surrender. Be willing to do whatever God wants us to do. And we're not just to hear the word, we're to do the word as well. Some people are good at hearing, but they never carry it out. It takes a spirit of meekness to accept God's will in all things. And then the person who is meek also surrenders to God's determinations. God's designs are his purposes that we must be willing to carry through. But God's determinations are the things he allows to happen over which we have absolutely no control. We sometimes have difficulty accepting the difficult and the incomprehensible aspects of God's will, and yet we will only have peace whenever we accept what God does. Not necessarily understand why he does what he does, but simply accepting that God is in control. We are told in Numbers chapter 12 that Moses had married an Ethiopian woman, and he was criticized for this by his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam. But we are told that Moses didn't respond in anger. In fact, the comment is made that he was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the earth. What they said was hurtful, but he simply left it with God. Sometimes we can be so inclined to fight back. God says, leave it with me. And God dealt with the matter and vindicated his servant Moses and took control of the situation. It was not the power and dynamic of Moses as a leader that sustained him. It was his meekness. And we need that kind of spirit. I think of Job. Job was a great man, and yet he suffered terribly. He lost everything. His business, his family, it all disappeared. And yet he said, the Lord giveth, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He accepted that while he was grieving and while he felt hard about what had happened, he knew that God did not make a mistake. And we're told at the end of the book of Job that his end was better than the beginning. It is good and it is beneficial to practice and to exercise meekness. And the Bible tells us here, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I thank you so much for listening.